this has been another episode of Musical Chum. I hope you enjoyed the last hour of mostly pretty classic tunes with a couple modern ones thrown in. It was a fun time. I'm glad my mother was in the studio. We had a fun time chatting. Yeah. So.
Thanks for listening today. Enjoy the blustery day.
And I hope you tune in again next week for another episode. Thanks.
July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. Chilly and cold, September I'll remember. A love once knew has now grown old.
That was Big Funny off of so that was Big Funny off of Wunderbar's new album Smell Smoke.
Smell Smoke. Oops, I typed it into the computer as Small Smoke.
Oh, it's yeah. So Smell Smoke got came out recently. I guess if you're wondering who this is on the air, I'm DJ Time Cop.
And I'm Airbud. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Today we're filling in for Mr. Ruffalo, who got his. He actually got stuck. There was, you know, in the rain. Just like couldn't. He didn't want to go out.
So his car. What he told me was that his car was at the bottom of like where a hill goes down and the next hill goes up, like a little ditch in the street.
Yeah.
And there was no drain pipe at the bottom, so he had a car and it was parked. And it just flooded up around it. And, like, the water rose and rose and rose until it was, like, in his car. Like, standing water all through his car. And he had, like, 20 library books in there. And he had to pay for all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, $200.
Well, that's no object to Mr. Ruffalo.
He's having a rough day, though. I mean, it's a bummer, you know? He wanted to read those books, and now they're ruined. No one
I
likes to hurt.
I think he's more sad about the fact that those books are ruined than the fact that he has to pay the $200. But
we are not sad to be in here on this rainy, crummy day out there.
Yeah.
Big wind, watch out for falling trees and tree branches. That's a PSA.
Yeah.
Some of our friends have been almost closely afflicted.
Super closely afflicted.
Yeah, there's a power line that has a tree kind of falling on it, similar near where we live.
Yeah.
Watch out today, folks, if you're driving around, be safe. But we're happy to be in this nice, warm studio. While we were playing that song and getting ready here, Noah was telling me about it in a cool way.
Yeah, so I wasn't a huge fan of the song. I really like the song. I wasn't a huge fan of the album as a whole, because I just felt like it was, like, really, really repetitive. Like, there's, like, the songs. We can do a quick sampling.
That sounds good.
Two songs that I think sound, like, super similar. And at first, I think it kind of, like, got... It was, like... I was, like, all right, it was, like... So this is Diver, the intro to Diver. And then... So this is A Man Loses a Hat, the final song. It's actually one of my favorite songs on the album, but...
It's like the same song.
It's like the same notes, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like kind of different, and I feel like...
Distortion.
It's like, yeah, but, so at first I was like, wow, a lot of this song, like, album sounds, like, really, like, similar to...
Maybe a little, like, yeah, like, not unique in certain parts, right?
And then I started reading a little bit more about it, and started paying a little bit more attention to, like, some lyrics, and... Like, I've been reading it more as, like, motifs within, like, a concept album. Like musical motifs, as opposed to, like, repetition for the sake of, for laziness.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're not a lazy band.
Yeah, no.
They're very talented.
No, super talented. Yeah. So, I think this album, while we were listening to it, I just noted that this album was, like, growing on me. And I think that's kind of, like, I've been enjoying it more and more.
You guys should check it out.
Yeah.
It's called Smell Smoke by Wunderbar.
They're playing in Boston. They're from Boston. They're playing in Boston.
Sometime soon, right?
Yeah, sometime soon.
In the time.
Yeah. In March.
Do you have another song for us while we're waiting? For that show in March, I guess. In the meantime, before the show in March, could you play a song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
What do you got?
Play Wake Up Jacob by Sitcom.
Cool.
Featuring Orion Sun, who is, like, one of them, in my opinion, one of my favorite vocalists, like, right now. They're both from Philadelphia. She's, like, amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
The song is explicit.
No.
I'm gonna play a different Orion Sun song, because that's really what I wanted.
Check out the other song after our show. What's the first one called?
Wake Up Jacob by Sitcom.
Okay.
Be the One You Love.
That's just a recommendation. We're not gonna play it.
Yeah, we're not gonna play that because it's explicit.
Please don't turn off our show and listen to that song instead, although it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. So, this is My Foolish Heart by Orion Sun. Yeah, we'll play this one. So many notes.
Oh my God.
The store like it's a luncheon. I heard your best friend like my cousin. Old lady say to stay out of way. Talk back, then I got put on punishment. Couldn't go outside for a minute. Even try to run away like I'm tough, man. I know you like my bike, it's a huffy with the pen. We be stunting, someone stole it. I call shorty, he say he seen someone on it. Got it back the same night. I hope this day never end. Then I tell you how I like you. You say that we was his friend. Damn.
Would you be mine? Could you be
was Emerald Street by Jamila Woods featuring Saba. Beautiful song. So beautiful. Pretty good for the weather, I think. I'm trying to play like windy, rainy day songs.
Yeah. That's like a...
If you're sitting in a cozy blanket or something. And before that was My Foolish Heart by Orion Sun.
Yeah. Wow. That Jamila Woods song is so good.
Mm-hmm. And clean. Yeah. So perfect for us.
Yeah.
It would be just as good if there were swears in it, but it's so nice that we can play it here on our family show.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a DJ Time Cop curated rock block coming up.
We got a little rock block.
Couple Time Cop originals. And by that I mean original choices to play on the show. Then I guess I'll take a turn and I'll play a little rock block as opposed to our normal switch back and forth format.
Yeah.
Because normally DJ Time Cop and I are not ones to want to not play a song, you know? We both really like to choose and listen to and show music to each other. So normally we switch off because it's just more fun to have it back and forth. But I guess a rock block might be good for the day.
Yeah.
Take a break, come back to it.
Do a little... Yeah,
spice
a little,
things up.
Yeah, a little rock blockery.
Does your rock block have a theme?
I don't know. Not particularly.
Could you give us some words that will describe it?
I feel like that's the kind of...
That's the theme?
Things that may, in my head, at least make me make that noise.
Okay. So now I guess you have to formally introduce it. What's it called again? And what's the first song?
First song is The Double Cross by Dave Ruffin.
Word.
About to lose my man. Oh, you know I told my father all about it, and he just jumped up and walked all around and laughed out loud all about it. He said the love I think I lost, and the way I got double crossed. That guy who was my friend, if I ever saw him again, tell him he can't really win, 'cause she'll be back to see me again. Oh, love. Ooh. Oh, now my father, he may know best, but I forgot to tell him about all the rest. I received an invitation about a month ago. Yes, I did. To a wedding, I decided not to go, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain. I would have been so ashamed to see the girl I love walk away and take another name. That's why I sit down and ask my mother all about it. Yes, I did. Come with my father all about it, about the love I think I lost, and the way I got double crossed by a guy who was my friend. If I never saw him again, tell him she'll be back again. Put it 4 hours.
could go back. My words are getting bad today. I never really did much to you. Make you go.
Coming to the end of the DJ Time Cop rock block. We got one more song for you. So just in order, what we've heard so far was David Ruffin's The Double Cross, followed by Make You Go, the demo version by Sachi. And you just heard Color Code by Palm. Finally, we're gonna top this rock block off with a song by Kali Uchis featuring Tyler the Creator and Bootsy Collins. This is After the Storm.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
on the scene, feeling better, better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Cameron, cause you're drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla on.
The Noah Cutler Rock Block,
has concluded. So yep. We got, yeah. So that was, I guess, those were all songs that make me feel that way.
What kind of way?
Ah!
That reminds me of something I heard in a couple of different songs.
Yeah. So now we're gonna
take a brief,
yeah,
a mid song that we agree upon.
Yeah.
Before I have fully formed my rock block. Is that cool?
Yeah.
So, what kind of song? How about something we have to agree on? It? Rocket Man by Elton John?
Mm.
No? Okay.
I would do something in that like era.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. James Taylor. And she was Talking Heads.
I would do a different Talking Heads.
What
song
about You Can Call Me Al?
Ooh, yeah, I would love to.
Yeah.
You Can Call Me Al.
Okay, halftime with You Can Call Me Al.
Yeah.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
speak language. He holds no currency. He is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scatterings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, amen, hallelujah. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
That felt good.
That's going to be stuck in my head for the entire day.
Oh my God, it's going to be.
No question.
Yeah. So I'm excited to, I'm excited for this Air Bud Rock Block.
Yeah,
the phone case is coming off for this one.
So my Rock Block does have a theme.
Oh, what is the theme?
Today I had pancakes with my friends for breakfast. It's one of our housemate Jared's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jared.
We made him a big pancake shaped like a J, chocolate chips, the whole thing. And I put honey on my pancakes because that's a tasty thing to do.
Yeah.
Ate them, no problems. Mm-hmm. Experience, no issues, right? I leave the get-together, go back into my room. I'm on the phone, and I kind of running my hand through my hair, which for listeners who haven't seen me in person, rather long. And there, do you know what's going to happen? There was just like a little bit of my hair stuck together with honey. Like really kind of stuck together. And like I couldn't pull it. I didn't shower it. I put the piece of hair in my mouth. And so I kind of like salivated the honey away.
Okay.
But I felt a little bit in it like 10 minutes ago. And it kind of reminded me of it. So I wanted to dedicate my Rock Block to having honey in my hair earlier today.
Yeah.
And like the general idea of a person getting honey stuck in their hair.
Yeah.
And it starts off with Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino.
I'm gonna get you, honey.
Thank you. Play it from the top, I'm staying. Let me get a track just to make sure I'm... Turn me up a little bit more.
Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah. Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just a little bit of things you do. And then keeps on turning me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep doing that thing you're doing to me.
So that was Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino and Turning Me Up by BJ, the Chicago Kid, who is from Chicago. Childish Gambino, I believe, is from Atlanta. And I'm going to brief intermission from my rock block to do a quick PSA. Noah's going to cue up some background music. That's good, thanks. Children are naturally curious. Excuse me. Where'd it go?
Wait. Is it there?
Nope. Keep going. A little more. All the way. There we go. Now it's back. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford. That's true.
Yeah.
Kids are just learning machines. It's insane.
They learn so much. They grow up so fast.
Yeah. That's why pre-K is so important. Universal pre-K. At politicians listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Although Massachusetts
has
it.
We know we draw a lot of water in the local legislative community.
No, the local legislative community is doing great with early childhood.
Well, sorry.
Just everyone.
We
draw water in the national education policy community, and we are giving that advisement. Also, I have a brief fun fact, maybe. So I was just looking around Wikipedia for fun.
Yeah.
And there's this article called Conversation Piece.
Oh.
And I clicked on it, and I was like, interesting, I'll learn about, like, a piece of conversation, right? Conversation piece. It's like a phrase.
Yeah.
But it turns out a conversation piece is an informal group portrait, especially those painted in Britain in the 18th century, beginning in the 1720s. They are distinguished by their portrayal of the group apparently engaged in genteel conversation or some activity, very often outdoors. Like, a conversation piece is a piece of a group of people engaged in conversation.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's not like, I don't know, a funny chandelier in your house. And it's like, oh, that's a conversation
piece. Well, I guess a conversation piece could be a conversation piece. Like, what is
that? That's what we're doing right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'm bringing up a conversation piece as a conversation piece.
Wow.
Got to the point there.
Wow.
So
that was some good stuff.
Yeah. My next song is...
Just so everyone knows, if you're enjoying this background music, this has been off of the album Going Places by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. The first one's Tijuana Taxi, and this one is...
Is this
Spanish
the one you have on vinyl?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
This is the dating game theme song. Spanish Flea. And welcome to...
Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Tonight... We have.
But yeah, Tijuana Taxi is such a jam. Also, that really silly horn at the end. That's my impression.
You do it again.
Like a goose or the horn at the end of Tijuana Taxi.
This song only has about a minute left, so we're just gonna let it play out. But the next song is Bitter with the Sweet by Carole King. And then I'm gonna end with a Frank Ocean song. We don't have enough time. I'm not gonna play the Frank Ocean song.
Wait, okay.
Carole King, dude. It's my rock block.
You know what? It is your rock block. I'm sorry, I overstepped my boundary. And I'm apologizing publicly on air.
We'll be right back.
Sometimes I'm tired and I wonder what's so all-fired important about being someplace at some time. Whoa, but I don't really mind, 'cause I could be on Easy Street, and I know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet. And you wonder what you're doing, playing the games you play. Hey, well, it's true what they say. If you wanna feel complete, don't you know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet?
will never end. On this you can depend, they always do. And I can tell you that it's true. It's a feeling that can't be beat. And you got to do it. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. You got to take the bitter with the sweet.
And we are about to play, oh wait,
no,
oh yeah, we're about to play the final song of our show.
What's it called, Noah?
It's called Runaway by Braxton Cook.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We've been Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. You've been a listener to WMFO in Medford.
I've been DJ Time Cop.
I've been Airbud.
And
we hope you have been having a wonderful day.
Time. All right, here's Ron.
Call us if you're having a good time.
Yeah.
I wish I could. Let's leave.